With the routing of ISIS and its self-proclaimed Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, the logical question from a geopolitical and national security perspective is this: where will the faithful adherents to Muhammad and the Quran show up next? Are they ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Hezbollah, or any other new name that might arise? Because the fact remains, ladies and gentlemen, as we started this program, Islamic thought produces trouble. It does in the past, and as we've talked about here in the United States, it certainly is in the Middle East relative to the right of Israel to exist and Jerusalem and all of those things. And the question is that that body of thought is going to continue as it has from the beginning with its objective to achieve Muhammad's command to kill the Jews, kill the Christians, and subjugate and enslave the entire world for Muhammad. And with that is a goal for a worldwide Islamic caliphate, just as ISIS was trying to do. Well, is there someone else emerging right now? We're going to talk to E.J. Kimball, director of the Israel Victory Project, about his thoughts on that. E.J., there are major changes occurring in the nation of Turkey. Turkey's President Erdogan has made it clear by his own actions and words that he wants to be the leader of a new Islamic state and to lead the worldwide caliphate. And I know that Middle East Forum has written some very thoughtful articles on this topic, but I'd like to know your thoughts today, if we could. Are we perhaps seeing the rise of Erdogan, president of Turkey, and Turkey perhaps as the new face of ISIS and a worldwide caliphate? What do you think?
So to quickly answer, I don't believe we're seeing it as the new face of ISIS. However, Erdogan has, as you mentioned, been very clear that he sees himself as the embodiment of the new caliphate to emerge. And he has been doing everything in his power to consolidate power within Turkey to maintain his rule. There's a lot of unrest in Turkey right now. There's a lot of challenges within the U.S.-Turkey relationship, given that Turkey's a NATO ally, yet becoming very close with Russia. There's the impending sale of the F-35 to Turkey, and the risk that just goes right over to Russia with our technology. So there's a lot of challenges in the relationship. Regarding ISIS itself, I want to get to that in a minute, but going back to the last segment when we finished up about the EU and the UN response to the Jerusalem issue, and I was mentioning that in the Arab states, interestingly, there's been very little opposition to it, public opposition, little bit at the beginning. The opposition has come from Iran and Turkey. That's where the main opposition has come from. And Turkey is building itself out as the major opposition to the United States, to Israel, to these Arab states, aligning itself with its interests with Iran. And that's where I see the biggest challenge right now is that nexus. Regarding ISIS, while President Trump has fulfilled his campaign promise of destroying ISIS in Iraq and Syria, they no longer have their physical safe haven. They're selling the currency that they had printed on eBay and through various sites to try to get money to continue carrying on their jihadist attacks. I do, however, believe that ISIS, like its predecessors before them, will reemerge, you know, with a new brand. They certainly have not been eradicated from Iraq and Syria. They've melted back into the population. There are still sympathetic areas to ISIS. And they pose a different threat than Turkey does, as essentially what could be a state sponsor, the way that Iran is a state sponsor of terrorism. So ISIS, being independent, have cells around the world that they're inspiring people to their ideology, whereas Turkey is looking to be more of the leader with an established country, an established government, you know, economy, and so forth. So it's slightly different, but I think your point is right on that Erdogan does see himself as the caliph, the future caliph of the Muslim world.